What makes the 1% worth all that money? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's an amazing story. At a time when higher ed budgets are being mercilessly cut, Washington State University, whose football record was 9-40 under its old coach, has hired coach Mike Leach to turn it around and will pay him a guaranteed salary of $2.25 million a year. Now, at first glance, this looks like another example of out-of-whack priorities. But there's a reason. WSU was tired of being a doormat, and Mike Leach apparently knows how to win with non-superstar players at middle-of-nowhere schools. And number two, he isn't afraid to actually execute what he knows will work because his job depends on it.
You know, when O-line, D-line go one-on-one and, you know, just get incredibly violent, I mean, that's what it's all about.
He was on 60 Minutes in 2009 describing why we love football.
There's shouting, there's blood, there's boogers, there's a whole thing. I mean, and there's somebody grabbing somebody's throat. I mean, it's why you have football.
And that's what makes him worth $2.25 million, plus incentives. Because he'll do what it takes to win, as ugly as it may sound. Because otherwise, he gets fired. So then, what would it take to get America's business and political leaders, our capitalist coaches, to show the same kind of commitment to turning around an economy that this guy brings to football? $2.25 million plus incentives? Then I say we pay it. But wait, they already make way more than that. So based on the record, it must be time to fire them. I will say one thing about our current capitalist coaching staff. They do have the booger part down. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.